was Andres off the record. I had other things in mind I was going to talk about on this episode, but a lot of craziness is going on, and it has nothing to do with the virus. Unfortunately, I'm heading over to my sister-in-law's place, as it was a death in the family, and all to support and mourn together. But it's along that same lines that I have a moment here to basically get out to you that there's a lot of other things happening out there besides this crisis. There's been a lot of questionable things occurring based on how hospitals were told to report things to the government, how to classify deaths. It became a little slippery slope when it became clear that they, for some reason, some way, somehow, the information coming out of the hospitals was basically set up to look like everything was COVID-19 related. And for those of us that know anything about politics, for those of us that know how the flow of money works, we weighed in on this. I was one of those that weighed in on it on an earlier episode of Off the Record. And there's a reason I keep it off the record. Because there are the detractors, and there's big tech out there. Big tech, including the ones that you use every single day. Google, which is owned by Alphabet, because that's what Google wanted it to be. They created a new company and made itself owner of themselves. And what is under Alphabet? Including YouTube. Another big company, Facebook. Another big company, don't know how they're big, because they don't make any money, but Twitter. You would think that because we're in the United States of America, we have the freedom of speech that you would think, but we don't. Because even on public forums, that's considered a town square, protected by the United States Constitution, freedom of speech and expression is not freedom of speech and expression. Because these tech companies have made it their goal to censor, block, delete, and to the very least, demonetize those that have opinions that they otherwise don't agree with, or that one individual on the left-wing side of things complains about, thereby changing all the rules and guidelines that would then affect how we conduct ourselves online. That's not how the real world works. But communication is key, and information flows through these big tech companies because that's where everybody went to, which is why competition is beautiful. But this is not a competition, it's a monopoly. When all these companies come together to basically in one voice say they will not tolerate those that have a different political viewpoint from theirs. Now, what am I getting at? Some of you have probably heard about these doctors from a research lab in Kern County, California, more specifically Bakersfield, that had a press briefing with KABC, the local affiliate of ABC. And they had over a 1 hour conversation about the research they were making in relation to COVID-19. And because they're at a hospital, working in a hospital, and giving the statistics based on the data at hand on all the research that was being pulled through there in California and at the nationwide level to show how the lockdown was harming more than the virus itself. How, as I had said from the very beginning, that we cannot let the cure be worse than the disease, and the data is proving that to be the case. The videos that they put together, the first one got 5 million views. There were other conservative groups out there that picked up the video and basically reposted on their own channels because they knew what was going to happen. And I knew what was going to happen. It was going to be taken down. 4 days later, the video was taken down by YouTube. I screenshot the same thing. It says the video was taken down for violating YouTube guidelines. How convenient that the week before this happened, YouTube's Susan Wojcicki, whatever her face is, who runs YouTube, said to CNN, Brian Stelter, that they were going to take down any videos that were criticizing the lockdown, that were suggesting health regimens that contradicted whatever the World Health Organization guidelines stipulated. Whoever was against 5G, I don't even want to get to the 5G part, folks. That's conspiracy for sure. But everything else, they said they were going to take it down. Not block it. They were going to take it down. So in other words, all the lies that the mainstream media perpetuates is fine. But if you have a different viewpoint from them because they're considered real news outlets in the eyes of YouTube, if you go against them, it's considered going against the guidelines of YouTube. This, they're protecting the World Health Organization, the same ones that back in January said there is no proof of human-to-human transmission of COVID-19. The same WHO that said you don't have to be worried about it because China was handling it very well and that we should all follow their example. The same WHO that refuses to recognize Taiwan or even give them any assistance of medical kind of anything at any level. And the same WHO that ignored every single warning and information that Taiwan was willingly, not even as a participating member of the WHO, was willingly turning over to the WHO, but they did not accept it because it flew in the face of the narrative that China was constructing. The same WHO that the executive overhead, the whatever the hell his name is, the head member of it, the same guy that got his mansions provided for by China, the same guy that said that if he got COVID-19 that he would be getting treated instead in China. Yes, there's a concerted effort to silence those that oppose, because the lockdowns, as has been shown by the current data, has not worked. And the media are trying to paint a narrative that, oh, that if you do what Trump says, you're going to die. Yeah, the woman that drank chloroquine, now she's being investigated for homicide. Because the guy that died was an engineer. He's not an idiot. He wouldn't have read the back of a label and said, oh, this cold fish cleaner has chloroquine. I better drink it. Yeah, an engineer is that stupid? When his wife wanted to divorce him, when she had physically assaulted the guy before, she has a history of violence against her own husband, and she donated to all political actions, including medical procedures that flew in the face of anything that was considered science, supported every single Democrat, and devoutly hates Trump. This was the person that was lifted up by NBC to say that, oh yeah, she's a Trump supporter, listened to what Trump said at the press briefing, drank chloroquine, and oh, her husband died, and she ended up in the hospital. Oh yeah, she took one tablespoon of that cold pond cleaner, but made sure to put a cocktail of a bunch of different things for her husband to drink, and poisoned him. Just like Steven Crowder said, she is Carol Baskin. And now she's being investigated. Folks, you got to pay attention. Look beyond the hysteria. Look beyond the fear. You are being lied to. We have over 30 million people without work. We have protein supply lines that are going to be hurt. We are going to have, we're going to suffer from starvation. We have all these other companies, because of hysteria, that their workers are planning an entire walkout, from Instacart to FedEx, Walmart, Target, Whole Foods. So if we are all stuck at home because these employers say, oh, these companies are profiting off us during this epidemic. Profiting. Oh, so you mean if we just pay you more, if these companies pay you more, you'll brave the wilds? What more can you do? You can't stop the wind. Believe me, there are 30 million people that will gladly take your job if you walk out. We would have an economic collapse that has never been seen in human history. It's already happening. And look, the lockdown, the UN did a survey. Oh my goodness, because of the lockdown, 130 million people are going to suffer from starvation due to the lockdowns. Not because of the virus, because of the lockdown. So you tell me how this is working out better. Now, look, I'm calming down right now because I know I'm venting. This is my way of decompressing, folks. That's why I invite you to come to me instead of me pummeling you over the head like you have other news outlets doing, or you have friends on social media pushing their agenda on you, whether it's the left or the right or the center or whatever. I'm not doing that. I'm doing it on my show. So you come here to listen to this, then you gave me license for me to give you this fact-based opinion. Yes, it's fact-based. I'm not just giving you gobbledygook here, or gobbledygook, that's the proper term. But let me calm down here. Hindsight is easy to judge. Knowing what we know now, I still would have supported the stay-at-home policies. There was so much that we did not know. And the whole intent to flatten the curve was not to defeat the virus. It was to give the medical industry the time to be able to get ready for the influx of people that should need their services.
What does the CDC, the WHO, and the media say if you get, if you're suspected to have COVID-19? If you have it, they say stay at home. They're not saying to go rush to the hospital. Why? Because COVID-19 has a lower than 0.01% death rate. So the 2.2 million being given by some guy named Thomas Fuller, whatever the heck his name is in the UK, he's cried wolf so many times, and industries have been destroyed because this guy, for some reason, they have him, he was proven wrong about mad cow disease, he was proven wrong about the swine flu, he was proven wrong by SARS, and he's being proven drastically wrong about COVID-19. How is it that this guy is constantly appearing on the mainstream media and is seen as someone to be credible when he has nothing to his name except failures? Folks, the day after this episode goes up, I will be posting the entire audio of Dr. I think it's Erickson. I hope I didn't read his name wrong. Dr. Erickson's briefing from the research center in Kern County, California. Because I knew this was going to happen. That's why I downloaded the videos before they could be taken down. I ripped the audio out, corrected it because it was on the left side instead of being true stereo sound because of the way the microphone was positioned. So I corrected the audio so it could be mono, so you could be listening to it equally on both ears, so you don't have to be like, why is my left ear working better than my right ear? Not so much. It's because of the way it's recorded. So I fixed the audio for you, and you can listen to the entirety on your own. It'll be posted here at my website exclusively, www.deandresegovia.com. And you can hear this for yourself from researchers. You don't have to agree with them. And they're not pushing an agenda. They're just telling you what they see from the data. That hospitals get more funding for reporting more COVID-19 cases and deaths. And how miraculous is it, folks, that if you go to the CDC, suddenly we don't have any more deaths of the flu. We don't have any more deaths from cancer. We don't have any more heart-related or any kind of disease. All disease has been cured thanks to this crisis. So you mean COVID-19 was the cure we needed all along? No one's died from AIDS, HIV, hepatitis, nothing? Nothing? The measles, the smallpox, nothing? Kind of makes you wonder, huh? I've been raising those questions. And I knew some people would look at me funny. And some people would ask me, well, Andres, you know, it's okay, it's your opinion. My opinion? Why? Because I think for myself and I read the data too? Look at this way. The red states are the ones opening up. The blue states rather keep you incarcerated. I'm not saying that New York needs to open up. Everything has to be measured. I'm in favor of both an open economy with reasonable measures and also the stay-at-home measures. If you're part of the vulnerable group, stay home. Sweden didn't close and their economy isn't collapsing because they did it right. As we know now. And that means we can do the same thing too. We just have to trust the American people to do the right thing instead of trusting the government, who we keep complaining about. Everyone has failed. Where is it? Where's your stimulus check? You're waiting for the federal level. What about the state level? You pay state taxes too. What about the local cities? Oh yeah, we're gonna give you some money. Where's the money then? Where's the money? None of them have given any money. People are suffering. They'd rather brave the wilds instead of starving to death. Well, folks, I'm approaching my arrival here. I'll leave it. I needed to decompress before coming and sharing an emotional evening with my sister. So that's it for Off the Record. This is why it's off the record. You don't see it on the main show. So share this with anybody you know that would think will benefit from all this. If they don't want to hear someone yelling, then I don't blame them. But definitely you want to keep an eye and ear out for the episode where I post up the entire briefing. And you better listen to it before it's pulled down. That's why I'm doing it for my website. Because Google will not share it with you. But I will. All right, guys. That's it for this one. I'll see you in the next one.